The Rick Emerson Show welcomes your comments, questions, nude photos, and death threats at Rick Emerson, 2000 Southwest 1st Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97201. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Today on an all-new Rick.
You sound like the WB guy.
The gang says goodbye to one of their own forever. Man, when that guy dies, I'm taking that job because he's old. I've seen him because he's the inner world guy. And so when he dies, I'm in like Flynn, baby.
I thought they'd get rid of him after Dawson's Creek went up there.
Oh, no, 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 because they got to pimp the on an all-new Smallville. They got to do that in the,
the best Seventh Heaven extra.
And
Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, Rory goes to Yale.
All right, Laura Graham was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Lauren Graham.
Have you seen Bad Santa yet?
No.
Yeah.
You have to see Bad Santa.
Dude.
She's in that. Yeah, that's what she was out pimping. She's so hot.
I got list of things. Well, I was just talking to Aaron. Aaron Geek in the City, actually. I was talking to him last night, which makes me even geekier that we were, sitting and talking about Lauren Graham last night.
And not like on the show or anything, like socially outside of work.
No, here's the... Well, because he's... Aaron's pitching. He's doing, giving us a little help on Bigger Than Jesus. Because he's... unsurprisingly, being a geek, he's got the tiniest bit of theater experience. Let's all be surprised by that. The Bigger Than Jesus, though, which is the one-man show I did in June. We're doing it again. We're doing two weekends in January. And so we were at the theater last night just kind of checking out the space and so forth. Anyway, so on the way there, but we're talking about Katie Holmes. As geeks often do, because the word is, where is the email? Okay, here, I've got it right here. And then this does have something to do with Lauren Graham. Katie Holmes is in, this is from E. Katie Holmes is in talks to star in the next Batman picture. Christian Bale is already on board as the Caped Crusader, and if Holmes gets the part, she'll play Wayne's love interest. Being directed by the guy that did Insomnia, Chris Nolan. So I don't know what character she would play, because I'm really not much of like a comic follower or fan at this juncture in my life. So I don't really know who the love interest would be, but it doesn't matter, man. It's Katie Holmes. I'm sold. I'm there.
You know she did sort of like a softcore porn magazine spread.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
What? Why haven't I been told?
How did I miss this?
I mean, there's boobies and some other...
But where? What are you talking about?
Just go online, Katie Holmes.
Yeah, I'm there.
Softcore
baby.
Porn or porn Katie Holmes, and it'll pop up.
Well, like I said, she completely... Check. She totally nudes up in The Gift.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
With Kate Blanchett.
Yeah.
But anyway, so here's the thing. So we're talking about Katie Holmes last night being a Batman. And then Aaron weighs in with the best observation I've heard in a long time, which is that you know who would make the best ever Wonder Woman is Lauren Graham. You can picture that with no trouble at all. That's not even a thing you need to work at. Like, you just say, Lauren Graham is Wonder Woman. It's like right there. It's like in a cash file.
Yeah, I need to pay $3.99 a minute to picture that?
And you know, the thing about Lauren Graham is, like, I'm damn lucky she doesn't live here, because I think if she did, I'd stalk her. I would full on, I'm telling you right now, Lauren Graham, I would stalk you.
That's creepy.
I would let her see my lariat of truth.
Yeah. Stalk you like celery, sister. I'd be there at the outside. It doesn't matter. Well, you'd be right behind you in the checkout line constantly. That'd be me. You know, just taking surreptitious pictures of your shoes or whatever. You know, whatever those guys do. It's lucky for everybody concerned, really.
Well, she was...
Her, me, the listeners.
Your girlfriend.
She doesn't live here. I'm just saying it's lucky for all kinds of people, because it's going to work out badly if she's in the same town as me.
She was borderline naughty. With a capital A-U in the naughty, with Jimmy Kimmel.
She's sassy. You know, she's not Lorelai Gilmore in real life, but she has moments where she's close. She's kind of a dirtier
version.
She's
Lorelai the whore!
Yeah, she's bad Lorelai.
Well, she's full-on naughty and bad Santa.
Yeah.
That's what she was saying on Jimmy, and I gotta see it.
Is it true at one point that she says, F me, Santa?
Over and over and over again.
I love the holidays.
Yes. What does Gene Simmons say? I got a Yule log for your fireplace. All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. We're here with Richard Nunn, who's getting ready to skedaddle on down the road to Florida. Leaving us all behind, cruelly and callously.
Hey, does anybody want a road trip? Got room in the back.
We got Diana from downtown. We're going to get to here in a few minutes.
Ass grasser. What's the other one? Gas? What? How's that work? Ass grasser. Gas. Nobody rides for free.
I know. It's always next to a Foghat bumper sticker.
Yeah,
that's all I know.
Bumper sticker one time.
On the back of a VW van.
We got emails to get to. Double penis watch this hour. Ozzy watch. Jolie for the front desk. It's all coming up. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
It's incredible, and it was caught on tape. A woman on her cell phone driving an SUV is hit while calling a New York City talk radio station, WABC. The victim is Cheryl Picker. She was defending Michael Jackson on the air when she was rear-ended.
That's God's way of intervening.
Better pedophiles, Curtis.
Well, look, Cheryl, you okay?
Jesus.
Cheryl?
Jesus. Hello, Cheryl?
Call the cops!
Jesus God.
She pled for assistance.
Get out of here!
Where are you, Cheryl?
Get me out of here! The doors are open. Get me out!
We call.
Get me out!
We're calling for an ambulance.
I'm in total. I'm bleeding.
Okay.
I don't know how bad.
That's what happens if you don't have OnStar.
Yeah, seriously, if you had OnStar, you'd be out of there. But you'd be much more irritating. So, Jesus. Well, that's defend Michael Jackson, God takes care of you, I think is the why didn't that ever happen to us? Nobody's ever had an accident on the phone with us. That'd be exciting.
The only thing that could have been better is that, like, if Off the Wall was playing somewhere in the background.
I love Michael Jackson! All right. We're going to a couple emails here, then we'll get the Danny. We've got this. This is from Janelle. That's one of my favorite names. Rick, please don't let Richard leave. I love him and miss him already. My heart is broken. Love, Janelle.
Janelle was actually at your listener party.
Was she?
Yes, she was.
Nobody tells me anything. I'm just going to find out after the fact. I find out about all the fun afterward. We got this.
She was the cowgirl, in case you don't remember.
There was more than one.
I know Brad remembers.
That was, you know.
Yeah, Brad's in here going, oh.
Really?
Yeah, just Brad, sighing.
Is Brad a cowpoke?
Brad likes to ride. He likes to saddle up.
Yeah. Giddy up, little cowboy. There's a microphone in front of you.
Okay, we've got this subject line of this is Limo Ride, Night of Halloween Hangover. Oh, this is from Samantha, one of our 1080 girls. Rick, I'm saddened to hear Richard is leaving. If I'd have known that, I might have tried to talk him into riding in the limo after the listener party. Love, Sam.
Loyal and devoted to my wife.
Yeah,
that's all I can say.
Dude, I'm just reading them. I'm not telling you how to respond. I'm simply I convey the messages.
I'm
that's
saying
all.
That because she called a minute ago. She's on her way back from Corvallis and she's listening.
I would never really stalk Lauren Graham either.
Hi, Cindy.
No. Let's see. Diana, our good friend downtown, a full-time listener. What's up, sister?
Oh, I just had to add my farewells to Richard and hope he doesn't forget us when he gets into the coconut oiled haze of South Florida.
When he gets all over body tan, drunk on coconut oil, babe.
When he gets into the Rob Marciano stratosphere of bitchy fame.
All right, now here's the second point. You're now going to know somebody in South Florida who probably has good coconut oil connections. I'm thinking you should keep track with this young fella.
You can never have too much coconut on hand. Coconut
oil. Never have too many friends that are near Disney World.
I'm in favor of anything that ends in oil. I'm in favor of anything that involves rubdowns, oil, tans.
I'm a big heat man. Screw Disney World. It's all about the space.
Yeah. All right. All right,
I'm going to miss you, too.
Oh, thank you.
You take good care of the town for me.
Well, the next part is, I'm thinking maybe I should find out that number where Sarah's working and get myself some extra Christmas cash, you know?
Show has rapidly devolved into some sort of a perverse and obscene dating game.
Isn't that
and
lovely?
And I'm fine with it.
Isn't that lovely?
I'm completely happy with that.
Diana. What was that?
That'll get you $3.99 a minute.
I hope you recorded that. I'm
feeling a little awkward
over and over
now.
Again.
Richard, you bring out the evil in everyone. What is it with you, man?
It's
you come
not,
here
it, it's not evil.
Everyone becomes well. It's it's the good kind of evil. You come here and everyone becomes naughty.
You know what it is? I'm kind of like Santa, because of my sack.
Yes, it's Santa Claus is coming, and not necessarily to town. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. See, these are the days I'm going to miss. This is what we're not going to have with you around, man. We're not going to have long discussions of phone sex and coconut oil.
Through the grace of God and internet, I'm going to be able to listen to you live Except earlier. It'll be 9 o'clock my time. I'm turning on my computer to check for email and porn. Not necessarily in that order. But I'll be able to, you know, start another webpage where it's KOTK, and there it is. So if you've never listened online, I do suggest it, because there's other commercials that I think you'll get a kick out of.
Can I just talk about, let me just say this, though, for a minute. We've talked before about the, you know, how smell is the most powerful. You know, the smell has the strongest sense, you know, the strongest link to your memory. Coconut oil, let me just talk about that for just a second, though. Because I grew up in Kennewick, which is, you know, there's nothing in Kennewick but Columbia Park, which is where they have these hydroplane races. Oh, you've gone there, right? Have you gone to the hydroplane races?
I live there and work there for...
That's right, you were at KEPR?
No, I was KNDU. We were the number one, thank you.
I forgot, I'm sorry.
KEPR is like the K2 of Portland, all right? Hey, by the way, have I said that K2 is the lowest rate?
I heard it might be for sale. Moving on.
Closed on, maybe.
The views of Tim Riley and Richard Nunn are probably correct. Okay, moving on. When I lived in Kennewick, no, the only thing of note that happens in Kennewick is there's these hydroplanes, for those of you who don't know, are like really, really fast speedboats. And they do these hydroplane races, right?
But you can't fish off.
No, you can.
Or ski behind.
All they do is they make a cool noise and they go like 900 miles an hour, you know? And so you walk through the park and it's like during the summertime, and I don't know if girls still do this. I mean, do girls still use coconut oil, suntan lotion, Sarah?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if that's a thing.
Hawaiian Tropics, number one scent.
Well, I don't know, man, but you walk. So as a kid, though, when I got to be older, I lost interest in, you know, going to see this. But as a kid, you would walk through the park, right, and there's these girls that are there in the tanning, and it's like, and they'd all have the coconut tanning lotion on, right? And, of course, when you're like 11, 12, 13, when you're 15 and 16, it just makes you horny. When you're 11, 12, 13, it's just like kind of magical.
When you're 20 to 25, it stops you in your track with your beer and your shirt off and your gut hanging over your belly, and you yell something like, "Hey, baby, I'll grease you up."
It's so to, or that, and so. But to this day, man, coconut oil or like the Hawaiian Tropic or whatever it is, like if you're at the beach or you're out in the sun or something, you smell that, man, it just immediately transports me right back there to like age 12, being surrounded by these these weird otherworldly creatures in bikinis.
So you paint a beautiful picture of the hydroplane race. Meanwhile, I think of people, and Matt, love you to death, buddy. This is no disparaging comment by any means, but it's people that have the physique of Matt that have their shirts off because it's 100 degrees. I mean, it's hot. You can take your shirt off, but it's every guy that looks like Matt with his shirt off in the beer garden, which is about 10 by 5. You know,
yeah, there's like 70 of us guys in there trying to drink beer.
70 of you, and 100 square foot ratio that are drinking like mad. I mean, it's a great party. It's a lot of fun, but you know, I seem to remember all the topless large guys.
Yeah. All right. It's 503-250-1080. Is there anybody that we haven't corrupted so far? I mean, we've had at least one of the 1080 girls email in and want to take you for a limo ride.
Okay.
We had Sarah call up. And she's not even straight. She's a lesbian. She called up and we said, you had her engaging in phone sex. We had Diana, who's normally very reserved, called up and immediately descended into talking about rubbing down with coconut oil. Super. Is there anybody else we can corrupt before the day is over?
Let's get some Girl Scouts to call. Hey, who's got cookies to give to the Richie? Who's got the cookies?
It's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
Well, authorities are searching for three missing teens. They say they found human remains underneath a freshly poured concrete block at an Indiana home. At least two bodies were found. A coroner said the bodies were wrapped in plastic and duct tape, adding whoever did it took a long time. Neighbors say the occupants of this house behaved strangely.
I seen them out in the backyard, you know, from my back door, cutting grass with scissors.
I seen them one time, they tore up the concrete and took concrete out there, and then like a week later they grabbed like 30 bags and relayed it.
Recently?
Yeah, like, you know, not even like 3 weeks ago.
You see, with cannibalism, you don't have any of this stuff.
Laugh, we speak.
You digest the evidence.
These people didn't even speak.
You see, cutting grass with scissors, that's not normal. Cutting grass with scissors is not normal human behavior.
Maybe for a small area of grass?
I don't know. I didn't make it past the cannibal comment.
Say, got a coworker who bugs you? Mental health expert Ken Jacobson says, pick fights, but make sure they're small. They could prevent things from escalating into something worse, like workplace shootings.
What keeps us from saying something to the people that are troublesome to us at work is we're afraid of some kind of consequence. They're not going to like us. They're going to talk about us behind our back or whatever. So sometimes we don't talk until we get to the place where we've put up with it for such a long time that we just want to explode. And we spit and we swear or we do something else that we don't like ourselves for later on. And if you pick little fights, you don't get to that place.
Ah, microphone off.
Ugh.
All right. We've got this. This is from Bob. Rick, I thought you were going to set me, your loyal listener, up with Richard Nunn, and now he's leaving. F you, F you, F you, you bastard. Bob. All right, so there you go.
Bob, I'm sorry. I was never privy to this information, and I wouldn't even give you phone sex.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you know.
In keeping with the over-the-top performances on Music Award show, Pink turned in a provocative dance number at the 2003 Billboard Music Awards, another award show. After showcasing her latest single, God is a DJ, the singer placed moves and mixed with backup singers in such a way that censors took action and blocked some of the performance. The tamer portions of Pink's dance included backflips, writhing on the floor, and grabbing her crotch. The controversial performance was strictly promotion for Pink, and she wasn't a contender for any awards.
I don't find Pink sexy at all. Can I tell you that? And I love trash. You know. Yeah. You know that I love trash. I love trashy girls like bacon loves eggs. You know what I mean? But, I mean, there's just something about that girl.
Did you see it last night?
No, I really didn't.
It was funny because every time she'd do something that they were cutting away from, they'd just, like, flash the Billboard Music logo.
Yeah, like when Snoop was on Jimmy Kimmel.
It'd be there for a couple of seconds, and then they'd flash back to you know, wherever she was at in her performance.
We've got this from Trista. Rick, please send me the contact info that Sarah has to apply for work in the phone sex company. Trista, you have to apply here. I am desperate. I have a master's degree in sociology, but owe $85,000 in student loans. And I only make $12 an hour.
Trista,
What are you working here?
Yeah, you're going to have to call here first, Trista, and audition, and then we'll give you the contact information, my home number, my cell number, my pager, my email.
And a case of coconut oil, apparently. So, that seems like a great part-time job to make ends meet, so to speak. F Matt with my prickly forbearance notice.
This F Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
We have the penis watch.
We do. We'll have to tell Matt ahead of time so we can skip ahead.
All right. So
Matt, let's skip ahead to the penis watch.
All right. We'll do the penis watch here as soon as we.
Do we need
we
a zipper
it,
sound
have
effect?
It ready. No, we have the whole. Are we ready
Take
to roll?
Take a look at my enormous penis. My troubles start melting away.
Yeah.
I take a look at my enormous penis. And everything is going my way.
This is actually a double penis watch. An irate Filipino housewife sliced up her husband's penis while he slept after she discovered text messages from another woman on her mobile phone.
Nope.
The woman rushed her husband to a hospital in Manila with large amounts of blood flowing from his wound. But she forgot to bring the severed penis with her.
Oh, that always happens.
That's like forgetting to bring the little thing that does the. I don't know where I was going there.
Well, you
do you have your receipt?
Yeah, I'm going to need you to.
I don't have my receipt. You're going to have to sign here.
Well, doctors will able to
give
restore
you a gift card.
Oh, let's see. Oh, we have the second one here. A man who woke up in a hospital and found himself the recipient of an unexpected circumcision has been awarded 20,000 NOK. What is a NOK? Oh, this is from Norway. That must be their currency.
That's about a dollar.
Yeah. 20,000 NOK in compensation for the surgery.
What, like an unexpected circumcision?
Yeah.
What, like he just went in there for what? Like a bunion? And they...
The patient told the court that he would have never have embarked on surgery to relieve an uncomfortably tight foreskin had he known a circumcision would result. The man claimed the circumcision destroyed his sex life by reducing the sensitivity of his penis, and because he was now embarrassed to appear naked in front of his wife, he said he was also embarrassed to be naked in public bathing facilities.
Well, it's because it looks like you're wearing a condom, even though you're not. I mean, that's the problem. Get the thing trimmed up. You're supposed to... Never mind.
And that's today's penis watch.
There you go.
Take
that's your
look at my enormous
unpleasant penis watch. We're here with Richard Nunn on his final day with us before he embarks for a new life in Florida. We got more on the way. Your phone calls, email, Jolie from the front desk, Ozzy Watch, it's all ahead. Stay there. It's Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Richard Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Hey, who's going to be here to help the show drift completely and totally out of control in ways?
What were we even going to talk about today?
I have no idea, but it's like with every fresh unfolding wrinkle of debauchery here, it just takes me back a little. All right, here's Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Today, on an all-new Rick, the gang says goodbye one final time.
With Cinderella?
I can't even...
Yeah.
As Richard Nunn heads for a new life.
This is like your spinoff. You'll totally get your own spinoff now just called Richard.
I prefer to have it just called Dick.
Dick. Behold the power of Dick. Tonight, a very special Dick.
I'll be sad when the WB goes off the air someday because that's the only impression I can do. And I won't be able to use it anymore.
You do that one so well, though.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's like, you know what it is? It's like being Rich Little, you know? And then when Reagan gets out of office, you got nothing. Because what are you going to do now?
I'll tell you, the WB here in town, all other WB stations may fail. They may crumble to the ground begging for money, begging for ratings like K2 does. But I'm going to tell you something. WB in town, WB32 right here in this town is going to live long and they're going to prosper for the people like John Clark, the people like Nate Baker, the people like Josh Blender, Steve Johnson, of course, Lisa Hughes. That station is going to grow. It's going to be the empire. When I come back to Portland to visit, it's not going to be watching Jeff Gianola and what's the woman?
We'll all be working for them. They'll have bought all of us by then. We'll all be working for WB.
WB will own all. They will be the mega empire in Portland.
They've always, again, just all seriousness, you know, here and with all sincerity. Those guys have always been good to us back when you were there. Even after you left, those guys have always treated us really well. So we
Chris Bilbao, I can't forget him.
Nothing but love for those guys. You know, and our listeners, you know, yeah, Nate, Aram, all those guys.
Aram Patterson. Yeah. Sorry, I'm glad you mentioned Aram.
Aram called it Aram in the Pikachu suit. So, yeah. All right. Oh, hey, a guy sent us a link to the casket. Well, now they've changed their name. Now it's just the American Casket Store. Well, that's less interesting. They have overnight delivery, though, so that's handy.
But meanwhile, somewhere, Sonny Kobe Cook is figuring out a way to make mismatched caskets.
Let's see. We've got
make it part of Sleep Country.
This, Rick, you load. Rick, where's the... Don't they estar the love? Rick, you load. Richard is the funniest addition to the show I've heard in a long time. Now you tell us he's leaving. The talk show host giveth, and the talk show host taketh away. Josh F. Matt with a hydro spanner.
This F. Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Let's see. We've got... I had some Lauren Graham thing here somewhere.
Go back to that picture of Trista riding the bull. That was kind of hot.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, Trista. Yeah, that's a good... Let's talk about that for a second. See, that's... I got to keep you around, man, because you know what it is? You are like, sort of... You are like Spanish Fly. It's like, you know, we bring you here, and suddenly, the freak comes out in everybody.
It's my pheromone.
Suddenly, it's nothing but riding bulls and slathering canola oil and doing, you know, wearing a white G-string. I'm in favor of all those things. Rick... let's see. Let's say goodbye to Richard Nunn. Since you and he are so incredibly gay on each other, give us all a break from your repressed homosexuality. Just turn off the show and you two head for the nearest Comfort Inn for a lathery exchange of boorish humor, coconut oil, and male bodily fluid. You scumbag. Rick, as always, love the show, but I hate the no-talent communist ignoramus host. Keep up the good work. There you go. Thank you. We appreciate your support.
And that was from who?
That's TJ.
TJ,
yeah.
Couldn't get a real name, so he had to throw some letters together for an initial. Thanks so much, buddy. Listen, when you get up the common sense to spell a full name, give us a call, okay? Took you an hour to type the email. Don't even lie about it. And you spell checked, you moron.
Hey, we've got Trista, who emailed and said she wanted a phone sex job, which we're happy to provide. Said I would love the phone, but I'm still at my cubicle farm hell job up on the hill. But here is a picture. Can I still apply? I can ride one hell of a bull. Trista. And then there is, in fact, a picture of her on a bull somewhere. I don't know where that would be. I don't know where. It's hard to
live or mechanical.
No, it's real.
It's a real bone.
There's a place right out just past Washougal. You could go out there and actually take bull riding lessons up on this guy's farm. And
God, you are such a hick.
Why does he know this?
Because
I've been there so many times. It's not even funny. Plus, there's another place just outside Prairie High School where they used to do calf roping and bulldogging and that kind of stuff.
You're a beautiful man, Matt.
I realize. She looks cute. It's hard to tell because the picture's taken from a long way. What is with guys sending us, or people, sending us pictures of girls from like 40 feet away? It's like the Adrian who turned out to be really cute. Adrian, who is the model for Big Gay Sarah's phone sex character, Stephanie. Mm-hmm. Adrian, who looked a lot like Christy Canyon in person. But the pictures were always like from 40 feet away, like moving in a Jeep, you know, so it's just like a blur, like a little flesh-colored blob. So it's hard to tell. Trista looks cute, though. It's hard to tell.
Well, it's the advent of the camera and the digital phone. Yeah. Both of those have, you know, they've kind of taken photography down a notch because you can just snap stuff off and boom, it's out in the email. You're not looking for the perfect picture.
No, they're kind of revolutionized. Well, we were just looking at, can I talk about this picture we just saw?
Yeah.
So we were just looking at a picture in the other room because you had a big going away party, and I'm sorry now that I was sorry I missed it before, but I'm more sorry now because we weren't able to go, but you had a going away party on Saturday. And I know that you all drink a lot typically, but this picture we just saw in the other room, it's you and your lovely wife, and then, is it a waitress?
Yeah, I don't know who she is.
But you're just full on groping
she
her.
She looks like a waitress.
You're full on giving her
a handful of breasts.
You're giving her the monthly breast inspection is what you're giving her, quite frankly. That's
in
what
front
it looks
of
like.
His wife.
Yeah, and the wife's just sort of looking, which is, you know, I want a girl just like the girl that married dear old Dick. That's what I want. Because
I think it's an optical illusion in the picture. Brad took the picture.
Optical illusion. Hand is wrapped around her boob.
No, you know what? I might have just been gesturing.
Is it like a magic eye painting? If I look long enough, it's a Statue of Liberty?
Right. I simply might have been gesturing, and when she knelt down, as she is in the picture, to hand us our drinks, her boob might have fallen in my
hand.
Her eyes. It was not.
What are her eyes looking at? Her eyes are looking right at your hand, which is in turn.
And your eyes are looking right at her breasts.
Again, optical illusion. It's a matter of perspective.
How much did
you
drink? How much did you drink on Saturday?
All right, let me tell you something. Number one, to this day, my most favorite restaurant in this town is Alamere. If you know it,
place.
You love it. Yeah,
they got that toasted lamb that comes between flatbread with herb.
There is tabbouleh. I have eaten so much tabbouleh that the next day I'm dropping neon glow sticks.
Okay? It's
that's because they make tabbouleh the way it should be with lots of parsley. But anyway, what I want to say: if you go to there and enjoy an evening of dinner, just stay for the after hour. I encourage you. The bar's incredible. The bar's spectacular.
The bar's cool looking. It's a cool looking bar.
That is where the party happens. And that's how the optical illusions, such as this picture, that's how they... I'll tell you what. I don't know the whole cost. I don't know where, but the going away party, it was told to me that our bill for the food was about 10% of what the total bill was.
It wasn't even 10%.
And so it was, you know, so whatever, it was like $1,000, but like 100 of that was
basically,
was food?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, because the picture here, all you can see is just stacked empty glasses everywhere. And I mean, they're probably just bringing it to you by the tub because you're a well-loved man in Portland.
You know, and some people have said, you know, my God, you have, you know, like C cup sized hands. And I go, well, you know, they might be C, they might be double D.
How do we know?
Yeah, and so I think that's what that picture was. It might have been your hand looks like a double D, and I'm like, I don't know, what would put it in here, let's see what we have.
I need a measuring. Yeah. I need a yardstick of some kind. Bring me your finest women. Yeah. All right.
I need a balance is what it was.
All right.
Oh, come on, Richard. Cue line about having a yardstick.
Yeah, come on. I threw it out there.
That was a softball.
That's okay. It was an LF trying for the alley oop. It didn't happen. All right, I'll tell you what, we'll do this. We'll come back with Jolie from the front desk with another exciting edition of How Chicks Think.
Speaking of D-size.
We've got this. Rick, how can you leave out the fact it's not all new? It's just it's also, oh yeah, on a very special Rick Emerson show. All right, Richard Nunn's last appearance on the Rick Emerson show before he leaves for Florida. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson show. On Hot Talk 1080, KOTK.
Think of all those crazy things that-
Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
What?
I just saw you picking your nose.
Our guy's got a nostril itch sometimes.
Gross. I have tissues over here. You can
want to use a ballpoint pen instead? Hold on. That's what God gave you fingers for. You got a little itch on the inside of your nostril, you got to take care of it. I mean, what do you do?
You should come over here and wipe off your fingers then.
Okay, Mom. Why don't you got the Kleenex? You do the little saliva dab. Huh? All right, here's Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
All right.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. In a moment, we'll welcome to the show Jolie from the front desk. I keep looking at this picture of you, Richard Nunn, and your wife and the waitress, and it's hard to tell.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you're not groping her, then that's like a 1 in 1,000 optical illusion shot there. You know what I mean? You took the photo at exactly the right time then, if you're not actually groping.
That's Brad. Brad is the... I mean, yeah, I'm going to tell you something. There are people that are born photographers, and Brad, obviously, can speak to
well, photographer. Like you. All right. Wait, I missed the last part there.
Born photographer.
Yeah, well, you know... All right, we're here with Richard Nunn, formerly the WB, formerly Fox 12, on his last appearance on the Rick Emerson Show. He moves to Florida.
Yeah, never at K2.
Who's going to be here to...
Who picked the winners in this group? I did.
Who's the big winner tonight? Mikey. Mikey wins. We got this. Please tell Richard he is a monolith of Portland subculture and that will be greatly missed. Also, please tell him I'm sorry I never had the opportunity to accept his I can remove your bra with one hand challenge. All right, moving forward, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. We'd like to thank Merle, who brought us the, what is this, Jack Frost? Doppelbach?
Damn fine beer.
The hell is a Doppelbach?
That means it's 2 for 1.
It's about the, okay, so there you go. So Merle hooked us up with the Jack Frost Winter Doppelbach, which is our drink of choice today on the Rick Emerson Show. Let's welcome now from the front desk our good friend Jolie.
What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy, sets you free.
Do you think I could be a sex girl too?
What's that?
You think I could be a sex talk girl too?
Well, actually, you know, there are a lot of masochists out there that want to be dominated and just have a woman shriek at them.
That's totally what that is.
I could probably make lots of money, huh?
That's just fetish phone.
That's the full on, like, you know, I've been bad, Sister Magdalene. Get on the floor, worm.
I could do that.
Yeah. Grovel before me, slave.
How much does it pay?
I mean, looking at me like I know. I don't know.
A fraction of $3.99 a minute.
Mr. Jolie.
You're getting paid by the minute.
Yeah. All right, we've got this. A question for Jolie. Rick, I am only 17, but I have figured out that chicks are totally insane. See, there you go, learning them young. I'm already 17, but I've already figured out that chicks are totally insane. If we didn't need girls for reproduction and the papow, I would have nothing to do with them. But I have a question for Jolie. When a chick and I decide to go on a date and I pull out the Palm Pilot to see when I can go out, it seems to scare them away. It's not my goddamn fault that every second of every one of my days can't be spent with a chick I just met. Why are chicks unwilling to go out with a dude with a Palm Pilot? Why does it scare them away when I pull it out? The Palm, you a-holes. Get your mind out of the gutter. F Matt with my Palm Pilot.
This F Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
It says, for obvious reasons, keep me anonymous, please.
Huh.
Can I answer this question?
Yes.
Wait!
I'm just going... From
just
the
last
You're
day.
Probably going to take my stuff.
It's... Hey, okay.
Did you read my notes?
Last time. Hold on. You're the woman. You're the one who takes his stuff. That's how it works. So why don't you just...
I'm the lady. Ladies first.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You can go ahead.
It's your last day. No. Okay, I'm stepping in.
I'm being nice.
He's moving to Florida. Cut the man some slack.
I should actually be given a, like, you know, privilege just because I have to move so far away from you.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay, so...
I know.
I'll tell you why. The girls are walking away. Because you don't have a BlackBerry. Palm Pilots are out. Palm Pilots are out like yesterday's.
The hell is a BlackBerry?
Yeah. That's how new they are. Jolie doesn't even
cutting
know.
Edge.
The BlackBerry is the Palm Pilot and a phone in one.
Oh,
and it's
God.
Email. It's a keypad.
That's disgusting.
But, you know, come on. It's a one-tool wonder, that
yeah,
Palm
well, I
Pilot
can,
thing.
I can do Bluetooth wireless connection to my Palm anyways, but you shouldn't
please,
be using Palm.
Matt.
You ought to be using an iPad.
Get
onto a better operating system.
It's conversations like this, by the way, Anonymous, that will keep you from getting laid. So try not to have them happen in the presence of women.
All right. Can I go now?
Yeah.
I'll put my name in there, Palm Pilot, but I'm going to be putting it in my BlackBerry because I got one on order. That's a great line. I get chicks with that.
Yeah, that works, huh? That would impress me. Okay, really, he's what, 17?
17.
I'm sorry, but what do you have to Palm Pilot in? Like, your homework?
It's not that. What is that?
I'm
like,
serious.
You can't have a life?
Man, at 17, you're busy these days.
Oh,
you,
please.
You got, you know, practice, you got after-school activities, you got homework, you got all kinds
you
of stuff
school,
going on.
You got work, you got extracurricular activities, you got crap with mom and
works.
Dad you got to do.
Did the email
girls.
Say he works?
He's 17.
Does he play? So he has a Palm Pilot. I don't think
he
plays sports.
He's trying to get girls. He has a Palm. He obviously has a job.
It's a Palm.
Trying to make that money to get women.
If he has a Palm, he's got a part-time job.
He's got a job. Or he's Matt's brother. One of the two.
That's probably it.
That's it, man.
Okay,
I'm
but
an
here
only
it is.
Child.
All right. You know, the woman wants to feel important. And if you're whipping out your Palm Pilot, that shows that she's not ranking.
You know, it shows that he's a man on the go.
And
he's busy.
He might have, you know, if he's got something better to do, then why should she bother with
it
him?
It shows that because he might, it shows that some chick he just met doesn't automatically rank as the most important thing on his priority scale.
Okay, he's 17.
Which
and I'm going to start train. I'm kicking it into gear now because this is what he needs
gonna
to know.
Warp him young.
This is important that he knows this if he wants to get women, okay? First, he needs to take things really slow. Okay, he needs to romance her.
Does that mean lubricant? When you take
I think that
slow?
Makes it faster.
Anonymous, wait for it to unclench.
Oh, you sick. All right, you need to make her feel special, like, you know, if you watched The Bachelor last night, them getting married.
Like putting her number one on
the
aisle.
Like any of us did that.
You would know that Ryan writes poetry, and that's what gets the woman. He's the one that's married now, not the other bachelors.
Can I please turn her off, man? She's going to screw this kid up forever.
All right.
Don't write poetry.
Write poems. You want to make notes and stick them in her locker, carry her books.
He's not trying to have sex with other teenage boys.
You knew the man from Nantucket. All I want to do is...
Disregard everything Jolie's saying right now.
No, this is very important.
Do exactly the opposite. Act disinterested. Act like you just don't even care about her. When she comes up to talk to you,
she'll
come running.
Friends.
Hold on. I'm going to step in right now.
Wait.
Here's the thing. But when the girl asks him out and he looks in the palm, that's the best thing he can do because by not necessarily always, you women know this, by not always being available, he becomes more desirable.
No.
Exactly.
Because there's more demands on his time, so he must be a happening guy.
You know,
if other people want to spend time with him, you want to spend time with him more.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. That is not true.
Your
because he doesn't care about you.
McGillicuddy, my M's are all filled up.
Yeah.
My Palm Pilot. Let me put you under your first name. What is that?
I can give you 25 minutes next Thursday between homeroom and third period.
You need to show the woman that you care about her and that you want her, or she doesn't... Not going to give a flying
you know
F
what?
About you.
You know what? Here's the thing. There's a million... I don't care who the girl is. If she's reasonably attractive... There's a million guys who want her. You distinguish yourself by not caring.
She doesn't
even
have
right.
to be recently
Hello,
attractive.
Hello,
yeah, right.
How are you?
What?
You just quoted singles, basically. You distinguish yourself by not calling her. That was exactly what you said.
Is that his friend with the French with the hat?
Mm-hmm.
With the watch that he fills up with 20 numbers?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's totally true. That's totally what it is.
No, it isn't. I have two more important pieces of information that need to get out.
Okay, right? Give these out so we
and
can
I hope
them.
I can say this on the air because, you know, you'll have to bleep me.
Well, you know what? With the number of things that women have called up and said on the air today, I can't really think of anything that you can say right now.
Well, it's a D word. So, all right. The most important piece of advice for men, you know, not just the 17-year-olds, but all men, you need to... take off the dick brain for a few minutes.
Whoa!
I can't say that!
No! You can't say that.
What does that even mean?
It's talking about something. It's not your organ.
You need to think about something higher
than
the
organ. How about we just say stop thinking with your penis?
Yeah.
That's fine.
All right. Well, geez, if you can say it. Okay. So stop thinking with your penis for a few minutes and think about your future. You know, the big picture.
In the future, my penis is going to be...
Before you go sticking it to every girl, Rick, you know, because you always need to be ready with the birth control. It's not just the woman's responsibility, and you need to have safe sex because you could be...
In the future, this girl will be seeing my penis.
You don't
want to
spread disease,
about.
And I know at 17 you don't want to be a father. okay?
What does
just
it
think
have to
about
do
that?
With anything? Then what does it have to do with
it's
this palm pilot?
It's all about the woman.
Dude, you've got a palm.
He's asking about the palm pilot.
I don't care. I know that he needs more information than a palm pilot.
I think maybe he was asking her to be a palm pilot.
There you go. That's it. Another exciting edition of How Chicks Think with Jolie from the front desk. Well done. All right. So, Richard Nutt, are you out of here?
No, I have 7 more minutes.
You have 7 minutes. I'll tell you what, you stick around, we'll say goodbye after the news. All right. So, let's see if we've got
news with Tim Riley.
Yeah, we're going to...
Oh, wait, I just got a new beer. I have 7 more minutes.
All right, excellent. I'll tell you what, so we're going to we'll finish up this hour here. We're going to be back. We got the news coming up. CNN News on the way. Tim Riley coming up next hour. Today's Top 5. Nikki Sixx's 45th birthday. Today's Top 5 Motley Crue songs of all time. And just ahead, we will say goodbye to Richard Nunn as he embarks on his new life in Florida. So you stay there. We'll be back. It's Hot Talk 1080 KFTK. Don't go anywhere.
Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
Here, Riley, with the news brought to you by LaRocque Jewelers. The holidays aren't the holidays without a trip to LaRocque Jewelers. No interest and no down this year at LaRocque's downtown Washington Square and Landmark Tavern Corner at 82nd and Foster. Two Oregon soldiers among three Americans who died when their Stryker combat vehicles plunged into a canal in central Iraq. They were identified as Specialist Joseph Blinkenstaff, who was 23, from Corvallis, and Specialist Christopher Rivera Wesley, who was from Portland. He was 26 years of age. A 21-year-old man from Gold Beach in custody after being arrested on 3 counts of manslaughter after his car hit another. Gary Honey's 2 passengers were killed, as was the man in the other vehicle. He's being held in Curry County Jail on $450,000 bail. Our county health officials say, that's all. Supplies of the flu vaccine have nearly dried up. Much of what is left over is being reserved for high-risk children. If you're an adult, you can't get one. Cloudy this afternoon, rain coming in tonight, remaining throughout the weekend. Tim Riley, KOTK News.